Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Today, we're going to be talking about the shift of consciousness and the miracles that are taking place at this time. The company of heaven has revealed to us that through the collective consciousness of humanity, we have at long last reached a critical mass, a tipping point, that will enable us to utilize the celestial alignments that will take place in this momentous year of 2012 to co-create a new renaissance of love on planet Earth. Today I'm going to share some information with you about this unprecedented opportunity. Together, we truly have the ability to change the course of history. So as you listen to the broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a force field of light that is serving as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. This weekly radio program is a commercial-free hour during which I will share with you enlightening information and powerful guidance that is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding step by step. With new clarity and understanding, we'll be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed, which is the tendency when we just watch what's going on through the media. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever occur on this planet. So as you listen to the celestial messages and guidance that I'll be sharing with you, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Listen to this inner guidance through your I Am presence, which is your true God self. And then you will know if this information is truth for you and if it feels right in helping you fulfill your divine plan and accomplishing your mission to life. This is an unprecedented and extremely rare moment on the planet. And the ultimate goal is for all of us to reach up in consciousness and to tap into the realms of illumined truth for ourselves so that we don't have to depend on anyone else to interpret the information that's being given to humanity at this time. So that is certainly my goal through this sacred time that we're all participating in. And it's time for each and every one of us to go within, listen to the information, apply the tools that are being given, and eventually, before long, we'll be getting the information directly ourselves. So together, today, we're going to be functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our archive on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your I Am presence. Through this unique opportunity, you will be blessed by the company of heaven, and you will assist humanity and all life as we move forward into higher frequencies of perfection. So we'll work together to heal the maladies manifesting not only in your life, but on the planet as well. Now as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame, blessing you, your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies with the pure divine love from our Father, Mother, God, and flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. So as we move forward, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So today we're going to talk about 2012 and creating a new renaissance of love for this planet. Humanity rode into 2012 on a wave of unity consciousness beyond anything we've ever experienced. Now our new planetary cause of divine love, which we co-created together, light workers in the physical plane in unison with the Company of Heaven in 2011. Now, through those unified efforts of heaven and earth, that planetary cause of divine love is destined to become the order of the new day on planet Earth. And throughout this year, with the many miracles that will be taking place, the Earth and all her life will be able to enter a new renaissance of love, a new birth, a new reality for all life on this planet. This transformation is not going to occur by happenstance. It will manifest through the conscious efforts of you and me and dedicated people all over the world. After all, we are co-creating this earthly experience. In order to accomplish this mighty feat of manifesting a new renaissance of love, the Company of Heaven is calling all of us to a higher service. So listen to your inner guidance and respond to this vital heart call from your I Am Presence, which is your true God reality. Contrary to what we are seeing in the media, humanity has reached a critical mass of awakened consciousness. The chaos we observe around the world is a critical factor in Earth's purging process. The obsolete, fear-based archetypes that have caused appalling pain and suffering for humanity must collapse. This process is clearing the way so that an awakened humanity can co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. The people responsible for the atrocities that we witness around the world consist truly of a minuscule fraction of the 7 billion people evolving on this planet. These wayward sisters and brothers of ours have absolutely no power over the light. In truth, every single day, there are literally billions of people who turn their attention to a higher power in one way or another and ask for divine intervention in their lives and the lives of their loved ones. It's important for us to understand that these prayers are always heard and they are always answered. As a result of humanity's heartfelt pleas, the floodgates of heaven have opened, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have been given permission to come through the veil to meet us halfway. For the past 25 years, we have been anticipating the year of 2012. Since the first harmonic convergence, which took place in August of 1987. There is a lot of speculation and misinformation circulating about what will be happening during this auspicious year. Most of the sharings are fear-based and predicting things like devastating cataclysmic earth changes and the end of the world. But nothing could be further from the truth. We have already entered the initial impulse of what has been called the shift of the ages, and we have begun our ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite light. Now it is time for all of us to fine-tune this natural evolutionary process so that our global transformation will occur gently with the least amount of outer world stress. humanity's ability to co-create a new planetary cause of divine love in 2011, and our ability to expand that divine love into the order of a new day on planet Earth in 2012, has been greatly enhanced by the love and light that's flooding the planet from our sisters and brothers in the company of heaven, and our sisters and brothers throughout our solar system. One of the most powerful factors in the celestial assistance has come from our sister planet, Venus. Venus has always been considered the planet of love. And this is not just romantic hyperbole. Venus actually does reflect the full gathered momentum of our Father, Mother, God's divine love to all of the planets in our solar system. This is part of her divine plan and her service to life. Every 104 years, Venus's service of bathing the Earth and our solar system with divine love is greatly amplified through an event that is known as the Venus Transit. During this transit, Venus passes between the Earth and the Sun, and this is an event that lasts for 6 to 7 hours. As Venus crosses the face of the Sun, frequencies of solar light exponentially expand Venus's ability to radiate love to the planet Earth and the other planets in our solar system. This increased influx of divine love is anchored in the core of purity within every electron of precious life energy on Earth. Now, the Venus transit occurs in two parts. After the first transit, the love of Venus builds in momentum within every particle of life on Earth. This literally prepares every facet of life on Earth for the amplified influx of divine love that will bathe the planet during the second phase of the transit. Now, the second part of the Venus transit happens exactly 8 years minus just 2 days later. The first phase of this Venus transit, which we are now in the midst of, took place on June 8, 2004. Since that time, the love of Venus has been building in momentum, softening the hearts and minds of humanity, and greatly enhancing the awakening that is taking place around the world. During this time, the love nature of our Mother God, the divine essence of the Holy Spirit, has been building in momentum. The love of God has been increasing through every heart flame, softening the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child, reminding us of the oneness and reverence for all life. So this year, on June 6, 2012, we will experience the second phase of the Venus transit during this very, very powerful and important year. Now, due to the unparalleled awakening that has taken place on Earth since June 8, 2004, this influx of light that will take place on June 6, 2012, will catapult humanity into our new planetary cause of divine love, into higher frequencies that we have experienced in the past, and put us in a position for an event that will establish a new renaissance of love on Earth, establishing divine love at the order of the new day on this planet. With the God's victorious success of this impending event, humanity will shift into a higher state of consciousness, a consciousness of divine love that will manifest the order of the new day on planet Earth. This unprecedented event is going to take place during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence. This influx of the Venus transit will prepare every atomic and subatomic particle of life to establish the new renaissance of love through an event that will take place during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, August 11th through the 16th in 2012. This will be a critical step in preparation for the influx of light and the shift of consciousness that will bathe the earth during the December 21st, 2012 solstice. Now, the Company of Heaven has said it is difficult for humanity to truly grasp the magnitude of what this will mean for the earth and all her life. But the beings of light have said that from that moment forth, the physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth will begin to externalize as a tangible reality. This will be the heaven on earth of our own creation through each of our I Am presences. These patterns for the new earth will reflect humanity's oneness and the reverence for all life. So I'd like to share with you now the details of this divine plan as they have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. In order to accomplish this monumental facet of the divine plan, we are being asked by our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven to unite our hearts, our heads, and our hands during the global event that will take place August 11th through the 16th in 2012, this year. There will be many diverse ways in which we can weave our light into this divine plan. So pay close attention to the opportunities that are presented to you by your I Am presence this year, and ask your I Am presence for guidance, and ask this wondrous aspect of your own divinity to pave the way for you so that you will be able to fulfill whatever your heart is inspiring you to participate in. As you may know, the Hawaiian Islands are remnants of the continent of Lemuria. Now, the initial impulse of humanity's fall from grace took place on Lemuria eons ago. Since Harmonic Convergence in August of 1987, the Hawaiian Islands have played a critical role in reversing the adverse effects of humanity's fall from grace and in healing the body of Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. Many of the people embodied at this time on the planet have links to Lemuria, and they realize that they are here now to heal the atrocities that resulted on that continent when humanity fell into the abyss of separation and duality. The islands of Kauai, the island of Kauai, is known as the Garden Island. This island contains within its etheric records the immaculate concept, or the divine blueprint, for the perfection within the body of Mother Earth. This is the original pristine beauty that Mother Earth expressed prior to our fall from grace. It is the verdant splendor that we have always referred to as the Garden of Eden. Kauai's etheric records also contain the archetypes for the divine potential of what Mother Earth will express when she ascends into her rightful place on the fifth-dimensional spiral of evolution, and when she dons her seamless garment of light, the garment of her new solar reality. For the facet of the miraculous divine plan that will take place August 11th through the 16th in 2012, our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven have asked us to organize a gathering of dedicated people from all over the world who will be willing to work with the Company of Heaven and to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Together, these selfless volunteers will co-create a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to catapult humanity and our new planetary cause of divine love into frequencies of light that will establish a new renaissance of love for all life on this blessed planet. Then through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, humanity will shift into a higher state of consciousness, establishing divine love as the order of the new day on planet Earth. This gathering will take place August 11th through the 16th within the embrace of the exquisite beauty of Kauai in the islands of Hawaii. The vehicle that will be used for this gathering will be the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. Now listen to your heart. A clarion call is now reverberating from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, invoking your assistance in this holy endeavor. So respond according to your inner guidance. It's important that each of us remember that whenever we volunteer, in whatever capacity, to serve as an instrument of God on behalf of all humanity and all life evolving on earth, the floodgates of heaven open to support us and to help pave the way for our participation in these activities of light. It is critical that light workers from around the world be physically present for this important facet of the unfolding divine plan. And all of the light workers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart. So listen to your heart and trust your inner guidance. Know that your light is needed now. In addition to those who are inspired to be physically present in Kauai, there will be people who will join in consciousness from points of light around the world. These dedicated souls will project the light flowing through their heart flame into the portal of light on Kauai, where the selfless volunteers have still physically gathered. Thus, our unified efforts will expand 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Now, every person is going to be in his or her right and perfect place. No facet of the divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is to know that each of us have been preparing for eons of time to fulfill our unique facet of the divine plan. If our I Am presence is magnetizing this information into our sphere of awareness, it means that we have a part to play in this facet of the divine plan. So we must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present on the island of Kauai, then our I Am presence in the company of heaven will assist us in paving the way. And this is true whether we need assistance with time, with energy, with money, or the courage to accomplish this facet of our divine mission. What is important is that we respond to whatever our I Am presence is guiding us to do. So the Company of Heaven has asked us to organize this monumental event in a beautiful healing venue, so that the selfless volunteers who make the sacrifice to serve in this way will truly experience a glimpse of heaven on earth. I want to assure you that if your heart is calling you to participate physically on the island of Kauai, this will be a life-transforming experience for you. And in wondrous ways, your life will never be the same. If you feel the heart call to participate in the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination, all of the information you need is available now on our website. And our website is eraofpeace.org. And just click on the box that says 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. Once again, the website is Era of Peace, ERAOFPEACE, eraofpeace.org. If you do not feel the heart call to be physically present in Kauai, know that this is a global event and that you can weave your magnificent light into our chalice during that week from wherever you are on the face of the earth. God bless you for your willingness to be the open door for the influx of light that will lift humanity's consciousness and establish a new renaissance of love for all life on this blessed planet. The beings of light will be guiding us step by step through the months leading up to the events in August, and I will be sharing this information through this radio program and through my free email articles, which you can sign up to receive by email and that are posted on our website. To sign up for our free email articles, all you need to do is go to our website and give your email address. We consider this a sacred trust, and we don't share your email addresses with anyone or sell them to anyone. So once again, our website is eraofpeace.org, and you can sign up to receive our free monthly articles, which share information like I share on this radio program that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven. In addition to the guidance that we will be receiving from the Company of Heaven, each of our I Am presences will be guiding each of us individually through our own unique preparation, because we all have been preparing to assist with this facet of the divine plan, and no one else on the planet has been prepared in exactly the same way that you have. No one can fulfill what you have volunteered to do in the way that you have most powerfully experienced and volunteered to participate. So listen to your heart, meditate, ask for assistance, and then remain in a state of listening grace at all times. This is an amazing opportunity for each of us to add to the light of the world. This sacred conclave, if you've been inspired to participate physically, will be a celestial experience for everyone involved. And each day, as we specifically fulfill one phase of the divine plan, the Company of Heaven will reveal the next phase of the plan to us. And as we sojourn through the various activities of light, under the divine guidance of our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven, our mission will be get God victoriously accomplished moment by moment. The physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth will begin to externalize as a tangible reality, and the light of God will catapult humanity and our new planetary cause of divine love into a frequency of light that will be established as a new renaissance of love for all life on this blessed planet. As I mentioned, this event will take place on the island of Kauai in the Hawaiian Islands. And as you enter this portal of light, you will resonate with the awesome radiance of the etheric records of the Garden of Eden that pulsate so tangibly there. You will begin to remember who you are and why you are on Earth during this momentous time. The World Congress on Illumination, this will be our 26th annual World Congress on Illumination, is truly a life-transforming event that will provide you with the opportunity to meet old friends from around the world with whom you have been serving for eons of time. Last year, 22 countries participated physically in attending the World Congress. Fellow lightworkers will join hearts with you and support you in your monumental service to the light. The divine plan we are being called to fulfill will be accomplished through myriad activities on a daily basis, and will be joined at inner levels by the solar logos from suns beyond suns, the entire Company of Heaven, the mighty I Am presence of all humanity, and the divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdoms and the legions of angels throughout infinity. The entire universe is supporting us in this holy endeavor, and the beings of light have been given permission to assist us in miraculous ways. But the light workers, those of us in embodiment on Earth, and I personally perceive that every man, woman, and child on this planet is a light worker, whether he or she is consciously aware of it or not. So the light workers on Earth are the predominant force bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation. Our responsibility is enormous, but as we join our hearts together with light workers that will be tuning in with us from around the world, we have the absolute ability to succeed God victoriously. So just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart flame and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from the legions of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation that they are sending to you for your willingness to serve humanity during this critical moment in the evolution of this sweet earth. We are blessed beyond measure to be able to assist all life evolving on Earth in this wondrous way. So once again, all of the information that you'll need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity is available on our website, eraofpeace.org. So I want to reiterate now some of the information of what is occurring this year, because this is such a critical time of preparation for us. Whatever your heart call is directing you to do, whether you're going to be physically present for this event or tuning in from consciousness from other sacred sites on the planet or the sanctuary of your own location. As I mentioned, no facet of the planet of the plan is any more important than another. This is a global activity, and it is vital that as many people participate as possible. So what is occurring now is that miracles are taking place to prepare us. So after the life-transforming events that took place on 2011, humanity entered this year of 2012, as I mentioned, on a wave of unity consciousness beyond anything we ever experienced. Now the Earth is receiving greatly amplified waves of solar light that are allowing our I Am presences to activate our pineal glands, which are assisting in opening our crown chakras of enlightenment to new breaths. All we have to do is turn on the news or go to the NASA program on the computer to see that there are incredible, unprecedented waves of solar light bathing the Earth at this time. The aurora borealis is reaching into denser frequencies, deeper into the frequencies of planet Earth than it has ever before occurred. This is enabling everyone to hear the inner voice of their I Am presence as the pineal gland opens their crown chakra, which is the avenue through which we connect to the higher realms of illumined truth. The company of heaven is communicating with us now in new and profound ways. And this act of divine intervention is causing a powerful shift in the mass consciousness of humanity. This miraculous event is literally reversing the adverse effects of our fall from grace. Remember, we've talked many times about the fact that after the fall, we fell into such dense frequencies of duality and separation that our crown chakras closed, causing our spiritual brain centers to atrophy. That tragedy caused us to forget that we are supposed to consciously receive guidance from our I Am presence in the company of heaven as we sojourn through our earthly experiences every single day. Our descent into chaos caused our 12 strands of DNA to short circuit into the double helix DNA that our scientists are now exploring. At a cellular level, the fragmented double helix of our DNA provides barely enough information for the body to sustain brain consciousness. But now, through the miracles that have taken place over the past 25 years, and specifically powerful events that took place last year during 2011, everything has changed. The transformation that has happened within the collective consciousness of humanity since harmonic convergence in August of 1987 has provided us with brand new opportunities, unprecedented in our earthly experience. Our I Am presence, our own divinity, is now reclaiming dominion of our lives. And we are in the process of healing the fragmented circuitry of our original 12-strand DNA. Now we are ready for the next phase of the divine plan. And this part of the plan will prepare every man, woman, and child for our ascent into the fifth dimensional frequencies of our new solar reality, which are frequencies of God's infinite perfection. It will move us a quantum leap forward in our transfiguration from carbon-based planetary beings into fifth-dimensional crystalline-based solar-like beings. A critical part of this divine alchemy consists of encoding the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love into the 12 fifth-dimensional solar strands that our I Am presence is now activating within us. Our 12 planetary strands of DNA have been healed and raised up in vibration. Now we are integrating 12 solar strands of DNA with our new planetary cause of divine love. With humanity's conscious participation in this process of divine alchemy, our I Am presence can easily recalibrate and encode our DNA with our new planetary cause. These patterns of divine love reflect the immaculate concept of the fifth dimensional realms of solar light that we are ascending into. Scientists used to believe that our DNA was stationary and stagnant. Now we know that our DNA is a shimmering waveform configuration that is being modified by light, solar radiation, magnetic fields, thought forms, and sonic impulses. When our I Am presences collectively imprint the genetic codes of our fifth-dimensional planetary cause of divine love onto our DNA, these patterns will ignite every cell in our bodies and be secured within the nucleus of every atomic and subatomic particle of life on Earth. Once this is accomplished, suddenly and miraculously, nothing will be the same. Now the need of the hour is for all of us to join our hearts and our minds as we download the programs from our causal body of God that will encode our DNA with the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. Through the grace of God, a very powerful downloading process has been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven. And by utilizing this gift from on high, we will co-create a living, ever-expanding force field of divine love that will program our patterns of DNA. This force field of divine love will assist all of us, our families, our friends, and even the most recalcitrant people on the planet. The Company of Heaven said that there is no better time for us to begin this process than right here and right now. So let's join together for this visualization as we download the programs for our new planetary cause of divine love and encode these patterns of perfection onto the new 12 solar strands of DNA. We can accomplish this by invoking the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, knowing that this activity of light will occur through each one in perfect alignment through their I Am presence, in perfect alignment with their I Am presence, their divine plan, and the highest good for all concerned. Join with me now as we join together for this downloading program for our new planetary cause of divine love. This will be stated in the first person, so follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention and be here now. Through the presence of God, I am. I invoke my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. I invoke the solar aspect of my Father, Mother, God, from the great, great central sun. And I invoke the solar aspect of my Father, Mother, God, from the great central sun. I invoke the solar aspect of my Father, Mother, God, from the central sun. And I invoke the solar aspect of my Father, Mother, God, from the physical sun. I invoke my I Am presence and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. I invoke the full gathered momentum of our fifth dimensional planetary cause of divine love and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. I ask the I Am presence of each member of my family, my friends, and the entire family of humanity to take command of this activity of light, which I am invoking on behalf of myself and every person on earth. Precious hearts, download the following programs for each person in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. In perfect divine order, encode within each one's solar DNA these patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love to reflect through each person as a tangible reality in their earthly experiences. And I begin. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for the infinite flow of God's abundance, opulence, financial freedom, and the God supply of all good things. These solar programs are instantly downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty, and flawless form. The solar programs are instantaneously downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and instantly deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for perfect health habits, including my eating and drinking habits, exercise, work, relaxation, and recreation habits, and spiritual devotion, meditation, and contemplation habits. The programs are successfully downloaded and my I Am Presence Now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for divine family life, loving relationships, adoration, divine love, divine sexuality, true understanding, clear and effective communication, open heart sharing, oneness, and the unification of the family of humanity. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for eternal peace, harmony, balance, and reverence for all life. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for self-empowerment, success, fulfillment, divine purpose, a rewarding career, self-esteem, spiritual development, enlightenment, divine consciousness, and divine perception. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for clear perception and open heart and mind telepathic communication with the company of heaven and the angelic and elemental kingdoms. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for inspired creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, movement, art, and education. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am Presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am Presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for laughter, joy, playfulness, fun, self-expression, elation, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. Beloved I Am presence, download now the solar programs from the causal body of God for the physical manifestation of heaven on earth. The solar programs are successfully downloaded, and my I Am presence now scans through all facets of my being and deletes anything that conflicts with these programs. I now accept and know through every fiber of my being that these solar programs from the causal body of God have been successfully downloaded. I also accept and know that my I Am presence and the I Am presence of all humanity will update these programs every single day and continually delete anything in our thoughts, words, feelings, or actions that may conflict with these programs or prevent them from manifesting as a tangible reality in our lives. These patterns, which reflect the Earth's new planetary cause of divine love, are now encoded within the newly activated 12 solar strands of my fifth dimensional DNA and the fifth dimensional DNA of all humanity, and will manifest in my life and the lives of every man, woman, and child, creating the wonders of divine love and the oneness of all life through our new renaissance of divine love. In deep humility, divine love, and gratitude, I decree, it is done, and so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies through my newly encoded solar DNA. I breathe deeply and gently as I absorb the bliss of this moment on Earth. Precious hearts, I am so grateful for your willingness to add to the light of the world. You are a precious gift to humanity and to all life on this blessed planet. I'd like to share with you that we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making this information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth readily available to anyone who's interested. So we offer free seminars throughout the United States of America, and we freely share this information on a global scale through our website, our webinars, our free monthly email newsletter, and this weekly online radio program. You can go to our website and find our schedule for our free seminars to see if we're going to be in your area. And if you sign up for our free monthly email newsletter, we'll send you a flyer announcing when each of the free seminars are. And you can, if you either are in that area or you know people who are, you can let people know about this opportunity. You can also, don't forget, sign up to receive the monthly email newsletter. We have free webinars that are listed on our website that you can watch. We also have information that's been documented in our CDs, our DVDs, and books that we've collected and written over the past, information that we've collected, and books and CDs and DVDs that we've produced over the past 35 years of information that's been given to us by the Company of Heaven. It's truly impossible to feel desperate or alone once you realize the magnitude of the divine intervention that is taking place and the assistance that is being given to humanity as we awaken by the company of Kevin, who have come through the veil to meet us halfway. Remember, if you want to participate in the World Congress on Illumination for this magnificent opportunity that will take place in August, you may also receive all the information for that on our website. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God and for the selfless service to the light that you're rendering on behalf of humanity by all of the light work that you're doing in your own life. Please join with me again next week for a powerful activity of light as we increase the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.